Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This evening, you are listening to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Prophetess Donnie Benton. Today is December the 31st, 2020. Today is the last day of this year, a year we will be talking about for the rest of our lifetime. Hallelujah. For if this is your first time listening to Victory Against All Odds, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family where we talk about some of the struggles and the obstacles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. We also release spiritual guidance and direction, exhortation, and words of encouragement. So let's talk. My email address is odds, O-D-D-S, underscore, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, underscore, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Please email me if you have questions that you need assistance with, and understand that confidentiality is top priority. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you, O God, for this is the day that you have made. We certainly do rejoice, and we are glad to be in it. Lord, so many people are not here with us today, so we lift up, oh God, those families that have lost loved ones this year, in this unusual year with pandemic and everything else that's been going on. And so we lift them up. Oh God, we pray for their hearts. We pray that God will comfort them. And we pray, oh God, that even now, Father God, that your joy may be made full in them and that they remain full in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So here we are again on this last day of 2020. Certainly, it has been a year we will never forget in our lifetime. A year while where we started off excited about our vision board, about our ministries, perhaps a new job, a new relationship. A year of leaps and many, many things. A year of confidence and certain about what we thought we would be accomplishing, that we would establish in our home, our families, our finances, ministries, and so forth and so on. However, March came in like a whirlwind and our lives took an uncertain turn. This thing called coronavirus had made its way in the United States. And soon after, it became a global pandemic felt across the globe, with nearly over 300,000 cases here in the United States and over 3,000 deaths we have witnessed, many. Hurricanes, tornadoes, thunderstorms, volcanic eruptions, earthquake. Uncertain about what to expect under a divided nation, political upheaval, social injustice seen and felt everywhere. So 2020, the year of vision with clarity, was indeed an eye-opener. Christ is indeed speaking to us all. Amen, somebody. 2 Timothy 3 and 1 in the New King James Version says, "This now know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." So what does that mean? What does perilous mean? Perilous means dangerous, hazardous, full of risk, as a perilous undertaking, a perilous situation. And I believe that we all would agree that this pandemic, that social injustice, and governmental chaos is a perilous situation. I don't believe that anybody would disagree with me concerning that. These perilous times have left many uncertain to what is next. But be certain that the word of God still stands according to Romans 8 and 38 and 39. Again, that's Romans 8, 38 and 39 in the King James Version. It reads, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present." Slow down right there. I'm going to say that again. Things present. That is the now. Or things to come. "Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Amen. We as believers must rest assured, people of God, and those that would be listening in the days to come, that in Christ we know that He has full control. So even though we are in this time of uncertainty, and even though we're not quite sure what to expect, and even though we are still divided about many things, including the vaccine, including whether we're going to take it, and some divided they're not, we need to remember that God still has full control. And that not only does He see, but He has given us vision with clarity to also see that which has been hidden, so that we may be clear, that we may be certain about what God is saying to us as individuals, as well as the body of Christ. Because even though we all are in the house, the globe is in the house, this pandemic may mean something different for each and every one of us individually. That God needed to get all of our attention, but the thing that He needed to get our attention about individually may be different from you and I. But the most important thing that you must know is that you must be certain as to what that is that you needed to repent for, that you needed to reevaluate, that you needed to take another look at. Amen, somebody. So be certain that, and be very clear that what God is saying to us as individuals and the body of Christ, that we realign ourselves with His will. See, we came into 2020 with an agenda. We came in with a vision board. We came in with expectations. And all of a sudden, all of that became upside down, and we became uncertain to the very next day, whether we were going to be here or not, whether we were going to be living the next day, whether we were going to have a job for some, and for others, maybe, you know, you, like myself, had coronavirus and was fighting for my life. And maybe for others, it was many other things. But whatever that thing was, make sure that you are now aligned with the will of God, that we don't end the year the way we started, and that as we cross over into 2020, we reset, that we repent for our wrong as individuals, that we're not leaning to our own understanding without consulting Him about what He asks of us, or whatever our assignment is. So be very clear and know that we must pray and seek God in the direction that we must go concerning 2021. We don't want to fall into the same habit, the same repetition, the same mode, the same thinking, because that's what got us here in the first place, idol worship. Amen, somebody. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to whose will?" Yours, No, it says his will. He heareth us. So what I grab out of that is that it must be according to his will. He heareth us. According to his will, he heareth us. And verse 15 says, and if we know that he heareth us, be certain about that. Be certain that he heareth us. Whatsoever we do ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. And your takeaway is be certain. So as we cross over into 2021, let us ask the Lord first. I'm going to say that again. Let us ask the Lord first. What is his desire so that we are in the will of God? Hallelujah. That we know the truth and not be blinded by our own selfish desires. I'm going to say that again because that was good. So as we cross over into 2021, believers, brothers and sisters, those that would be listening for days to come, those who don't know Christ, let us ask the Lord first what it is, what is his desire, so that we are in the will of God, that we know the truth and not be blinded. Vision with clarity. Not be blinded by our own selfish desires. For Psalm 51 and 6 tells us this, and this is where I really wanted to get to. It says, behold our dearest truth in the inward part and in the hidden part, that thou shalt make me to know wisdom. I'm going to read that again. And this time, I'm going to read it in a different version. It says, Psalm 51 and 6, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. That is powerful. Because I believe, men and women of God, that we have been blinded, that the things that we've seen in 2020 this year, that God revealed the hidden things, the hidden part, that we may know wisdom. Behold means this. It means to see. It means to take heed. It means to look and to perceive and pay careful observation or pay careful attention to the detail so that we are certain about what is around us, about what is in front of us and what is attached to us. I'm going to say that again. That verse says, behold the dearest truth in the inward part. Behold means to seek, to see. It means to see. It means to take heed. It means to look. It means to perceive and to pay careful observation to the detail so that we are certain about what is around us, in front of us, and attached to us. So as we cross over to 2021, people of God, and those that would listen in days to come, and those who don't know Christ, if you are confused, if you have no clue what is going on, I need you to pay attention. I need you to be certain, be rest assured that you are certain to see what has been revealed in 2020. Now, as the night goes on, you are going to hear so many revelations, so many things about what 2021 is supposed to partake or what 2020 is supposed to mean, that there's going to be increase and that there's going to be a double anointing and that there's going to be, you know, relationships and there's going to be all these things. But I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me clearly. And I'm not taking away from those things, because those things have a place and it's relevant. But what we need to do is make sure that we pay attention to what has been revealed, that in that these perilous times, that we know that moving forward, we must know and discern the spirit of deception is coming. It's here. The false prophet, the spirit of Jezebel. So God has uncovered a whole lot of stuff in 2020. Unjust inequality. The spirit of Baal has been unleashed. The spirit of pride and being haughty. The spirit of idol worship is at an all-time high. And what God is telling us that we need to go back and pay attention to what our motive is in 2020. That when we go back, when the doors do open and some people are having church, I need you to use wisdom. There is a pandemic out there. And some have gotten to the place where they feel like that they are above being touched by pandemic. By coronavirus, I come to bid you that you are so incorrect. This pandemic, this coronavirus, has no respect of person. For the Bible tells us not to tempt God, that we need to be obedient to that which God has called us to and what God has told us to, and that while we were in the closet, while we were repenting, that you clearly heard what God was saying to us as individuals. And what he is saying to the nation and what he is saying to the church, that we were out of order, that we were disobedient, and that may look different from each and every one of us. But whatever that thing is that God is calling you to and asking you to turn from, that you do that. And that as we move forward, that we understand that as we move forward, that the uncovering is still happening. So we're crossing over to 2021. It's just going to get worse before it gets better. And you're like, well, Lord God, why would you say that? What happened to speaking life? I'm speaking truth. Did you not hear me? That we know the truth and not be blinded by our own selfish desires. I am speaking truth. Because we can say a whole lot of things, people of God, men and women of God, leaders in the church, people in government. We can say a whole lot of things, and a whole lot of things have been said, but hear me clearly. We have got to pay attention, pay careful observation to the details as to what is in front of us, what is around us, and what is attached to us. So that we do not be deceived about what we are hearing, what we see, what is being said, that we understand that the witch is alive and lurking, that the false prophets are speaking, that the spirit of Jezebel is in operation. Because, see, the spirit of Jezebel is one who, is, for those that may not know, that Jezebel comes to silence the prophet. They want to kill the prophet. They don't want the prophet to speak, because when they do, they know that they may be exposed. Or they know that you have an anointing in your life. So their job is to kill the prophet. Or silence the prophet, and don't even allow the prophet to reveal that which is being said. But I come to warn you and to tell you, once again, let us ask the Lord first. What is his desire so that we are in the will of God, that we know the truth and not be blinded by our own selfish desires, that we don't be blind by the spirit of deception. And I believe that we need to repent because leaders did not prepare many people for this pandemic. So now we're dealing with the emotional and psychological issues. People have been locked up in the house with their abusers. Violence is on the rise. Suicide is on the rise. Children are being abused because they have nowhere to go. I need you to open your eyes and see. Behold. The Lord says, behold. He's telling you to behold the innermost part. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me know to wisdom. God is asking us to know the truth and have wisdom with that. And have wisdom with that. And have wisdom with that. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Be wise as we move forward in 2021. Move with caution. Use your spiritual senses. Know what your arrow is so that you are not in the way of dark. The darks are going to come. But understand that even in the midst of that, if you present yourself and you posture yourself, amen, that you will walk in the capacity that God has you if you are in the will of God. Hallelujah. For those of you that are listening, if you press 1, you can come into the studio as we are press 1, and you'll be in the studio so that you are not cut off as we go into overtime. I have 47 seconds left, and so if you are on the line and you are listening, go ahead and press 1 so that you come in the studio, and it will just go into recording mode. Otherwise, you will be able to listen to the rest of this broadcast, which is not much longer after it uploads. And I thank each and every one of you who are listening. I thank you for joining me on this afternoon. Please text someone, tweet someone, call someone. Let them know that we are on the air, or at least send them the link so that they will know, amen, that you that this word has gone forth. And on that note, I will just go ahead on and say thank you. And know again that the Lord is telling us to behold and be watchful and be certain in times of uncertainty that God is in full control. God bless each and every one of you. May heaven smile upon you. And as we reflect on what we have been through on this year, that we are grateful, that we are thankful, that we are still here, and that we pray for those who have left us, our loved ones, our friends, our family, our distant relatives and associates and enemies as well. We pray for them, knowing that this pandemic is going to follow us right into 2021, and that we make sure that whether we decide we're going to take this vaccine or not, or whether we are unsure about whatever is moving forward, that you're connected to the vine, that you stay in the Word of God, that you stay close to the Word, even as we continue to be in the house, as the numbers begin to continue to soar, because they're going to soar because people have been disobedient. People have traveled. People have been in places that they thought were safe and may have not been safe. Nonetheless, regardless, please be safe. Continue to be obedient to those who have rule over us, and continue to stay in the will of God. God bless you. Know that I love you. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Amen. Thank you for listening. Amen. I'm not sure if I'm still recording, but if you're listening, just thank you anyway. Okay, and so as we close out, I'll close out with this song. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining me. Good night.